Hey, welcome back. It's Marina from Peace Learn the Health, and I'm your host. So today I will be talking about motivational interviewing, which is also known as MI, which is basically a powerful way of basically approaching your client or anybody who you want to basically speak to. And honestly, you can also adapt this to when you're listening to a friend, because at the end of the day, when you need to really go ahead and listen to a friend, you should be doing the listening and not the talking, right? So it's kind of like that in that sense. And so this idea came about by a psychologist called William Miller. And he published basically a paper in 1983. And so it was based on how he treated alcohol as an addiction. And then that basically kind of went from there, and research started blossoming from there. And basically, you learn a style of communication with your client or with the person who you're talking to in this case. So just basically knowing how to go ahead and, you know, offer your service or your eagerness to know more about the person that you're talking to, and not trying to fix what the person is telling you. Because that's something that has been very hard to kind of understand when I first started learning about this idea of health coaching, because this is something that I want to eventually get myself on, being able to be a health coach, and it's something that I really truly want to pursue. That's something that I'm going to work towards for a future date, and maybe it will happen and maybe it won't, but that's not my case here. The case here is that it's very important to know the person that you're talking to and to support them. And by doing that, you need to make sure you're listening to them and listening to what they have to say, like I mentioned earlier. So a good way to do that is by going ahead and building trust with that person and knowing what their values are. And, you know, having a sense of empathy with that person, and also, you know, kind of being their person to kind of have motivation, you know. And you're there to coach them. You're not there to tell them what to do, like I mentioned. And so a very good way of putting this is basically, you know, you're collaborating with this person. You know, this is your client. This is a person who is here to trust you. And so you need to build the sense of rapport around this person. And, you know, you need to show compassion and you need to be there for that person. You know, you need to basically really gain that trust. And that's the most important thing, and to kind of build like maintenance around that. And another thing that I will mention with motivational interviewing, and that's something that's really important here, is the practice of open-ended questions, affirmation, reflecting, listening, and summarizing. So open-ended questions, basically, I hope everybody by now knows, is not asking questions like, are you okay? Because sometimes that just sounds like a yes or no. Or, did you exercise last night? The person might be like, no, I didn't exercise, and that would be that. Instead of going ahead and saying, so what is your plan for exercising? Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And so then your client or the person you're speaking to will have an actual, you know, conversation with you, and you'll be able to kind of build that relationship. And then affirmations is basically something that you kind of piggyback to what the person says, sort of like reflecting, listening. And then summarizing is pretty much just kind of summarizing what they just said, so they understand that's what they said. And so they're like, oh, okay, this is what I said. But wait, Is there something else that I forgot to kind of bring up? Because they might have something that they want to bring up to you as well. And so this kind of has an effect where the person feels like they can kind of go into this process of being individual and proceed to a sense of self-discovery and basically empower them, you know? And this becomes a sense of just basically having this behavior change. And when I mentioned the sense of, you know, open-ended questions, you know, some questions could be like, how can I help you? What does your schedule look like? What are you going to do next? And like I mentioned, no yes or no questions. That is not the goal here. You don't want that. You want the person to go ahead and feel like they can, in fact, do things themselves. So basically building self-efficiency, increasing their motivation, you know, because even though they might be looking at you as someone that they're going to look up to, you shouldn't be giving them too much information. You should let them give you that information. So that's very important. And the affirmations are just a powerful way to make sure you strengthen and give them, you know, the sense of accomplishments and efforts. So, you know, and for them to feel confident. So make sure you definitely give some affirmations to the person that you're talking to or to your client or whatever the case might be. And just kind of have them be aware of what they're saying to you and kind of say it back to them in a sense where you're going to go ahead and say, you know, I am impressed that even with how busy your schedule is, you're still here packing your own lunch, for example. Or something as simple as, I really see that you're taking the time out of your busy schedule to actually go ahead and eat, you know, 2 times a day from just packing your own lunch or, you know, or exercising or something of that sort. So this is very important for anybody who decides to either be a health coach or someone who decides to, you know, do some, you know, personal trainer or anyone who's in that field. And never forget that reflecting listening is also basically a way of basically active listening. So having this approach is very important, and also maybe even giving some verbal cues or nonverbal cues to what the client or the person you're talking to is saying. So it's best not to guess what the person's saying. So always make sure to ask, is that what you said? And make sure that person is talking back to you and not just nodding their head yes or no. You want them to speak to you. You want them to engage with you. You want them to have a conversation with you, you know? So basically that is very important. So the underlying meaning of what a client has said is very important. So even something saying as simple as, you know, they're frustrated with the workout for today, or they're frustrated they can't eat right. And so that's where you come in, and as a person or as a coach, you need to guide them and kind of tell them, you know, I understand how you're feeling. What is your next step? What do you feel like you can do to improve that? You know, whether that's, you know, a workout, or whether that's your next goal to go ahead and eat something different, you know. So make sure you kind of have that rapport with them, and, you know, also definitely be very mindful of how you talk to them, because if they're going ahead and also wanting to quit smoking, for example, that's also something that's a major thing. You know, you have to make them feel like smoking is not healthy, but then you can't go ahead and say that, and then, you know, you're basically telling them, and they might be like, what are you talking about? So you can go ahead and even say like something as simple as, smoking feels healthy for you, and then kind of see what they say back to you, because they might not actually agree that smoking is healthy. And so they might go ahead and actually respond in a certain way, like, I don't think smoking is healthy because it makes me cough a lot, or, you know, it makes me lose my appetite. So they might go on to kind of explaining their symptoms of why they're actually smoking, or even with alcohol, if that's the case. So just make sure to keep that in mind when you're speaking to them as well. And a lot of encouragement, you know, and that is something very important when you are speaking to anybody, really. Encouragement and just having them kind of like, okay, this is, you know, not just like, oh, good job and a pat in the back. That's not gonna get, you know, that's not gonna get anywhere. You kind of have to, you know, get yourself to that point of explaining what you're proud of them doing. Be specific, you know, to what it is, and listen to what they specifically said. Because remember, going back to the fact that they were packing their lunch. If they were packing their lunch and before they weren't doing that, that himself gives you an idea of how that's encouraging, because you're like, oh, this is great. You didn't do this before. Even though you're not saying that directly to them, it's kind of giving them that momentum that, okay, I was able to pack 2 times my lunch this week. Maybe next week, instead of doing it 2 times, I could do it 3 times. So making sure to have that encouragement going on as well. And then paraphrasing, like I mentioned, is really important as well. And then reflecting on how they feel, you know, and that's also very key. And, you know, there's a lot of like open-ended questions, going back to what I was saying, you know, just kind of like saying like the what, the how is very important. You know, those open-ended questions should come out like that. What is important to you at this time, or how might this go when it comes to your change? So just remembering those simple facts of the what, the how, or would could be very important when you're doing motivational interviewing. And then focusing on what is important to them, not focusing on what you think you should fix, but what is important to them. And if you want to get to the point of planning, make sure that they are the ones planning, not that you're planning for them. Because then if it comes down to it, they might feel discouraged when they don't get to that plan that you actually made and that they didn't. So as simple, like I said, the lunches that were made, maybe they say, okay, instead of 2 lunches, I want to go ahead and pack 3. But let them make those choices. Let them do the planning. Don't be the one to do the planning for them. So this is just very simple motivational interview guidance for you to kind of understand what motivational interviewing is. There's more books out there and more information for you to kind of get to know what is really important when you do motivational interviewing with someone. But I really cannot stress enough for you to understand that open-ended questions, affirmation, reflecting, listening, and summarizing are the 4 key elements of motivational interviewing for any person who does coaching or is a professional like advisor out there. So definitely check that out. And like I said, there are very good books out there. And so that is basically the OR skills. So those are the core values of motivational interviewing. If you would like to know more about all this, I do, like I said, mention that it's very important for you to check out some books out there. There's a lot of books on motivational interviewing. Most of them are, you know, mostly textbooks. This is something that was a little bit challenging for me to fully grasp when I was learning these concepts, but they are definitely awesome books that are out there for motivational interviewing. So, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, Miller was the one who went ahead and actually did a paper, and it was mostly based on alcoholism. So there is actually, I believe there's a book out there that is, or maybe it's a paper. I believe it's a paper. Yeah, there's a paper out there. I think that's the one that I have mentioned is actually motivational interviewing with problem drinking. So that's from a textbook, actually, behavior psychotherapy. So check that out as well. And there should be some other information out there in the web, but there is definitely a lot of stuff that you can check out. So if you want to learn a little bit more about that, I do recommend, you know, looking into it, and also not just, you know, reading, but also kind of looking out for YouTube videos. There's a lot of actually YouTube videos that I really enjoyed watching. Most of them have to do with quitting on smoking, or just people who are basically alcoholics. So it's very interesting to actually watch those videos, because I feel like that's how I actually learned a lot of what motivational interviewing looks like. So there are other examples as well, but those are the main ones, because that is how this whole practice basically came about. So yeah, so I would actually like to add some open-ended questions for just some tips, and I hope you guys enjoy them. So I will be reading some that I actually wrote down. So if you guys want to basically check this out, here is my list. How well are you sleeping? What are your eating habits like, and how were they like as a kid? What, if anything, are you unwilling to give up? What kind of exercises are you doing right now? What food or movement motivates you at the moment? We also have, what does being healthy look like to you? What is currently motivating you at the time? Whether that be movements such as Tai Chi or anything like that. So it has to be specific for them. So make sure you ask what is currently motivating them. Also, another good question is, what is holding you back? This is very general. So, you know, you might get a different kind of answer. So, you know, and then you have other questions like, what worked for you in the past? What hasn't worked for you in the past? If you could change one thing right now, what would it be and why? What else can you do? What is your daily self-talk like? I like this one because I feel like that is something they can openly be honest about. And then, how will this change affect you in a positive way? What aspects of this feels the most difficult for you? What is your inner resource telling you at this moment? What do you believe will support you? What do you believe won't support you? What is one thing you can tell me about yourself right now that you feel has made you achieve something? What obstacle is standing in your way at this moment? What is your limited belief do you have? What do you feel you have fear of? What stories or limited beliefs did you have as a kid? How will you know when you've successfully reached your goal? How will you keep yourself accountable? This one is something that I heard tremendously during my class, and also just many times looking through the internet, that one question is so important. I will repeat it again. How will you keep yourself accountable? Because at the end of the day, they are the one who are doing the work. You're there coaching them. So I feel like I'm going to leave off with that one question. But like I mentioned earlier, you guys definitely can find all this online or in any books of motivational interviewing. And open-ended questions are key to any successful client or person who you're talking to. So please make sure you keep that in mind when you are thinking about this. So yeah, take care guys, bye. Thank you for tuning in to Peace Learn Health. If you want to be a guest in the show, all you have to do is send me a pitch by going ahead and telling me what you want to talk about. Whether it's about spirituality, whether it's about going ahead and talking about health, mindfulness, or your own self-improvement journey. And in order to do that, just email me at peacelearnhealth@hotmail.com. Podcast disclaimer. Make sure you talk to your medical advisor or a professional advisor.